A great 9.7 FM, amazing Saturday afternoon in the city of Lagos. Right now, let's get to hear from Abel Kolade as he takes us through updates from the world of business. It's Business Updates. Stay here.
Okay, guys, good afternoon and welcome to Business Update. Let's quickly just begin with the stock market. I mean, the global stock market crash that saw global stock markets lose over $2 trillion on the market capitalization. The Nigerian exchange, NGX, posted its first bullish trading since July 22, 2024. The NGX closed the week with a 0.42% gain as the all share index closed at 97,745.73 with equities gaining 219 billion naira as the market capitalization closed at 55.497 trillion naira, up from the previous day's 55.270 trillion naira. On Friday, there was a crash across global stock markets as fears of recession in the US actually led to a global sell-off. So the S&P 500 index declined by 1.84%, while the New York Stock Exchange declined by 1.79%. Nasdaq declined by a whopping 2.43%, while the London Stock Exchange closed with a 1.55% decline. In Asia, the story wasn't any different in Asia, too, as the Hang Seng Index, which tracks the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, declined by 2.08%, and the Shanghai Composite Index closed with a 0.92% decline. So trading data from Friday also shows that the worst global stock market crash since 2020, when news of a global pandemic actually hit. So tech stocks were some of the worst hit, as Amazon declined 8.78%, Microsoft declined by 2.07%, Alphabet, that you know, we popularly know as Google, actually declined by 2.35%, and Meta declined by 1.93%. Tesla also declined by 4.24%, and Nvidia declined by 1.78%. But amidst all of these, the African Development Bank Group has approved a loan of $500 million to the federal government to finance the first phase of economic governance and energy transition support program, which is popularly known as EGETSP. So the EGETSP, if you don't know, is actually an initiative aimed at accelerating the transformation of the country's electricity infrastructure and improving access to cleaner sources of energy. So in a statement posted on the African Development Bank website, the initiative would decentralize the electricity supply industry and attract investment from subnational governments and the private sector. So it also noted that the loan would help close the financing gap in the federal budget for 2024-2025 fiscal year, specifically supporting the implementation of Nigeria's new Electricity Act and the Nigeria Energy Transition Plan. So Nigeria launched its Energy Transition Plan in August 2022, and in June 2023 it passed a new electricity bill. So this loan is the latest in a series of initiatives aimed at supporting, the initiative of African Development Bank aimed at supporting the country's economic growth, poverty reduction, and climate action efforts. So, but the Senate and the House of Representatives on Wednesday actually passed a bill to increase the percentage of ways of and means loans the Central Bank of Nigeria can give to the federal government. So the upper chamber of the Nigerian legislature raised the credit facility obtainable by the federal government from the Apex Bank from 5% to 10% of the revenue of a fiscal year. So the ways and means facility allows the Apex Bank to provide short-term financing to the federal government to address budget shortfalls. So the Senate amended the CBNR to allow the Central Bank of Nigeria to increase the total amount advances provided to the federal government. So the leader of the Senate, Opeyemi Bamidele, said the executive bill read for the first time on Wednesday is actually intended to enable the federal government to meet its immediate and future obligations to the increasing need for funds to finance budget deficits and other expenses. Still on power now, the electricity subsidy obligation of the federal government rose from 252.76 billion naira to 30 billion naira in the first quarter of 2024. And that is according to a report by the Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission, NEC, NERC, if you want to call it that way. So NERC said the electricity subsidy actually skyrocketed from 211.10 billion naira per month in the first 3 months of 2024, from 84.25 billion naira in the last quarter of 2023. So the absence of cost-reflective tariff was said to have caused the federal government to undertake to cover the horizontal gap between the cost-reflective and allowed tariff in the form of tariff subsidies. Again, let's quickly talk about oil, where the federal government saving in its non-oil excess account increased by 304.1% in the first year of the current administration. And according to the federal, the report on Federal Allocation Accounts Committee, released by the Nigerian Bureau of Statistics between July 2022 to June 2023, and of course July 2023 to June 2024, so the NBS stated that a total of 1.363 trillion naira was paid into the account between July 2022 and June 2023, while 5.548 trillion naira was disbursed in 1 year under President Bola Tinubu's government, indicating an increase of 4.12 trillion naira or 301.1%, if you call it like that, within the review period. So the ECA, similar to the structure of the excess, that's the excess crude oil account, it's an account created to save the extra funds made anytime the country made excess revenue from non-oil exports, fueled by the unification of foreign exchange market and fuel subsidy removal. Still on oil, the Dangote petroleum refinery is going to need about 1.7 trillion naira worth of crude oil monthly, following the directive by President Bola Tinubu mandating the Nigerian National Petroleum Company Limited to sell crude to the plant and other domestic refineries in Naira. So if you recall, on Monday, President Tinubu actually directed the NNPC to sell crude to the Dangote refinery and other upcoming refineries in Naira. The special advisor to the president on information, Bayo Onunuga, also actually stated, revealed this on his ex handle. So the average cost of crude in 2024 is about $83 per barrel, based on data from Statistica. And then the president of Dangote Industry, Alhaji Aliko Dangote, actually stated that this refinery would eat 500,000 barrels per day capacity this August. And of course, he also said that then 550,000 barrel per day in December 2024. The chairman of the Association of Licensed Telecom Operators of Nigeria, Gbenga Adebayo, has stated that more than 30 million phone lines are not properly linked to a national identification number and remain at risk of disconnection. If a lot of people actually during the past week complained about some telecom providers actually blocking their lines here and there. So, well, Adebayo said these lines are mainly in car trackers, MiFi units, Wi-Fi devices, and point of sales machines. So, these revelations comes on the back of the recent case, like I mentioned earlier, some persons' lines were blocked, during the week. So last weekend, telcos began barring phones line not linked with NIMS days before the Nigerian Communications Commission July 31st, 2024 deadline. But I think much later after that, after the NCC actually directed some of these directed telcos to reopen, to lift the ban on people's line, and some persons, without even doing the NINN, has actually they've gotten their number has been reactivated, and the ban has been lifted. Very quickly, another interesting story from the Federal Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, FCCPC, as the agency has warned Coca-Cola Nigerian Limited and Nigerian Bottling Company Limited, NBC, over the use of misleading trade description. FCCPC, in a statement on Thursday, alleged that the companies have been carrying out unfair tactics, thereby misleading consumers. So the commission said the brand is guilty of deceiving the public by describing the variant of its original taste, less sugar, as the same as its original taste variant in terms of formulation. So FCCPC also said the brand also abandoned month of work and the mutual agreed outcome with the commission for a different business strategy. So The commission said after regulatory intervention, they still failed to take appropriate steps, which according to them, I quote now, modified misleading behavior and demonstrating that the companies acted intentionally by misrepresenting their original tasteless sugar and as original taste in a deliberate business strategy, end of quote. So the commission said it has reserved the question of abuse of dominance and quantum of the penalty appropriate under the FCCPA and Administrative Penalties Regulation 2020 APR for further regulation action, adding that SIM will be imposed in due course. So meanwhile, reacting to the allegations, Coca-Cola, the management of Coca-Cola said, that it was actually wrongly accused. The statement said the brand in Nigeria provides clear, accessible nutrition information on their packaging in line with national regulatory requirements and is committed to transparency for consumers. Very quickly, President Bola Tinubu on Wednesday actually met at a closed door talks with representatives of leaders in Nigeria's commercial banking sector at the state house over the recently imposed windfall tax. The Minister of Finance and Coordinating Minister of the Economy, Wale Edun, led the team, including the United Bank of Africa chairman, Mr. Tony Elumelu, and the group chief executive officer of the First City Monument Bank, Ladi Balogun. Edun, who briefed the state house correspondent afterwards, said the attendees discussed the banking sector's role in promoting economic growth. So he said the chairman of the Federal Inland Revenue Service, Mr. Zach Adidiji, explained the government's plan to simplify the tax regime about taxing only profits and allowing companies' capital to grow. So in mid-July, if you remember, President Tinubu introduced a one-time windfall aimed at the substantial foreign exchange gains reported by banks in 2023. He proposed this task as part of an amendment to the 2023 Finance Act seeking to generate additional revenue for crucial infrastructure, education and healthcare projects under his renewed hope agenda. Windfall tax specifically targets the significant profits bank made due to the Naira devaluation in 2023. And of course, that's all I would take today on business update. I wish I could go on and on. A lot happened in the business world, but that's where we draw the curtain today. Again, my name is Abel Kolade. Please make sure that you have a beautiful, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Good afternoon.
Eagle 89.7 FM. The station with the difference.
Shout out to all Edubons. Shout out to everybody who speaks that language beautifully. And that is Bless Me by Freeborn Strings. I mean, if you understand the wordings, then you know, yes, it's actually a song of gratitude to Almighty God. Now, talking about God, if you need to find God, this is one interesting content that will lead you aright. Stay here on the Quits 9.7 FM. Good content only.
Good content. Hey! Exciting radio.